said goodbye. He was just a hired hand, working on the dreams he planned to try. The days go by.
But a goodie, the Eagles with Tequila Sunrise off their 1975 album Greatest Hits. And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of this evening's show. I will be re-airing Radio Tale number 2, You Are a Song. So let's go to that now.
Radio Tale number 2, You Are a Song.
She was morning and I was nighttime. I one day woke up to find her lying beside my bed. I softly said, come take me, for I've been lonely, someone, as though I've done someone wrong somewhere, but I don't know where. I don't know where. Come lately, you are the sun, I am the moon, you are the words, I am.
I don't know what makes any of us who we are. For the most part, we are a mathematical equation gone right, a science experiment in the making, a creative endeavor, a work in progress. In terms of our biological makeup, our DNA, most of us share the same elements of design, give or take. But what makes us, us? As far back as I can remember, I have been exploring this question, first as a preschool child who was engaged in free play and stretching the imagination, then as a grade school student. The first song I remember learning in school was Punchinello, a song that explored the possibilities of imagination within movement and voice. As a group of children form a circle around one child who stands in the center and takes on the characteristics of Punchinello. That child then makes those movements and sounds to personify the character that they have chosen, and the other children will imitate that child.
We can do it too, Punchinello.
also recall songs that helped me to identify with my body. I remember grade school teachers using music to teach the parts of the body, as well as language that incorporated such concepts as dance and embodiment, drama and performance, as well as science and metacognition. One such song that I take from my childhood is the traditional song, The Hokey Pokey, which was made famous in the 1950s by American bandleader Ray Anthony.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left foot.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
While both of these songs are one way for children to learn about their bodies while also being silly and having fun, as children grow up with these songs, they come to realize how their bodies are much more than the sum of all its parts and functions. Our body is, in fact, a vessel of knowledge and a way of knowing, something Helene Siu speaks of in The Laugh of the Medusa. Censor the body and you censor the breath and speech at the same time, and she advises us to write yourself, for the body must be heard. Similarly, SFU professor Celeste Snober, who notes that there is an art to listening to our lives for research, says that it is not only an outward endeavor, but that it travels in the realm of researching our own lives, knowledge, passions, and practice. Snober also goes on to suggest ways in which we can listen. It is not just an activity of the mind, but everything within us, mind, heart, body, soul, imagination, and cognition. Or one could say it is fingers, toes, pelvis, hips, neck, breath, and shoulders. Listening to the body is one of the greatest gifts we are given as humans. Listening is hearing the bold proclamations and subtle sensations. Writing the body can also be an opportunity to use the arts to speak out against injustice and to stand up for something you believe in. This is something that Lady Gaga achieves through her recording of the song Till It Happens to You, a song that she co-wrote with Diane Warren for the 2015 documentary The Hunting Ground, a film that addresses campus rape in the United States.
You tell me it gets better in time. You say I'll pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know, what do you know? Tell me how. Hold your head up and be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up. You gotta get up and move on. Tell me how the hell could you talk? How can you talk? 'Cause until you walk where I walk, it's just no talk.
In another example, Canadian songwriter Melanie Safka uses her music to speak out against the tumultuous relationship between the advertising industry and the music industry. This is illustrated in her song, Look What They've Done to My Song, Ma. The song was originally written and recorded by Safka in 1970, and the song was later recorded by Miley Cyrus in her 2015 Backyard Sessions. Both versions present the lyrics in a playful, oh well, sort of way. Makes any of us us? What content exemplifies our gifts as individuals? What frame best fits the story we have to tell, the song we yearn to sing, the identity we long to unfold? In 2001, Colombian singer Shakira championed people in recognition of them as unique beings, illustrated through the metaphor in her hit single, Underneath Your Clothes.
You're a song written by the hands of God. Don't get me wrong, 'cause this might sound to you a bit odd, but you own the place where all my thoughts go hiding. Right under your clothes is where
we are, as Shakira suggests, unique just as we are similar, a song, and possess our own song, an imprint on the world, a signature, if you will. This is something Cowboy Junkie's frontwoman Margot Timmons sings of in Musical Key, a song off the band's 1996 album Lay It Down, a song that acknowledges her mother and her father and how they brought music to her life. Regardless of the art that we bring forward, how we contribute will determine how and if we are heard. American dancer and choreographer Martha Graham, whose technique reshaped American dance and is still taught worldwide, suggests that great dancers are not great because of their technique, but because of their passion. That said, regardless of whether our gifts are woven into works of art that embody words, film, music, dance, canvas, or art books, stage, or song, it is our intention and enthusiasm behind the work that will make it great. While a skill is a technique that we learn and a talent is something we are born with, it is only through hard work, intention, and passion that we bring these two together and dream it into being. If we believe, as many suggest, that a talent is a gift from God, a calling, a responsibility that is specific to us, this would suggest that if we don't use our gifts, they will, as noted above, never exist again. Being a powerful thought to consider, it indicates just how unique each of us really is. As previous radio tales have indicated, for the duration of my grad school years and the writing and recording of radio tales throughout, I have often reflected upon my mother's lived experience, This process has not only shone a light on my mother's heartache, but as well on her tenacity to becoming happy. As a result, despite the difficult parts of her life, the breakdowns, the hospitalizations, the many bouts of shock treatment, and their horrible detrimental effects, in the end, my mother just wanted to be happy. Perhaps that is why she loved the arts so much. Music, films, stories of plight and triumph. These were spaces of hope where she could lose herself. If I could sum up my mother's life in one lyrical motto, it might be the Carpenters' 1973 hit single, Sing. Although this song was originally written in 1971 by Joe Raposo for the children's television show Sesame Street, it gained notoriety when recorded by the said brother and sister duet, reaching number 3 on the 1973 Billboard Hot 100. In many respects, my mother kept it simple. Perhaps that is why, despite the hardships of her life, that she lived as long as she did, because, after all, she always managed to sing her song.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad, sing of happy, not sad.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Up next, we have one of my favorite children's songs by Toronto-based singer-songwriter Raffi. Here we have One Light, One Sun off his live CD, Raffi on Broadway, released in 1993.
One world turning everyone. light around the world, and I'm gonna let it shine. Gonna take this light around the world, and I'm gonna let it shine. Take this light around the world, and I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Just hear the children sing it this time. Are you ready, kids? Here we go. Just the children. This little light of mine.
Roach with music and songs and themes of Sunshine. Stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. And now I leave you with one final tune. This song is from an artist who I also met at the Vancouver Folk Music Fest in 2014, Katrine Polwart. Originally from Scotland, Katrine resides in the Maritimes and has been based there for a number of years. This is one of her singles released in 2019, the gorgeous, exquisite song, Winter Sun. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Starts her oldest lassie working by her side.